Well, Laura and Peter, you are an American-Polish couple with great passion for Polish food. Where did it come from for both of you?
Well, I think for me, it came from having grown up in a Polish home. I was actually born in Europe, and I was raised in a Polish American environment. Well, first Polish Canadian, and then Polish American environment, but we spoke Polish at home, all the time. And then when Laura, married into the family.
I started cooking with my mother-in-law and creating some of the dishes that we would have for holidays, and that kind of got into, my passion or my ability to cook the food.
Right, because Peter's mother, in fact, authored a cookbook, right?
She
Yes, she
did.
did.
In 1968, she wrote The Art of Polish Cooking, which actually still sells a few copies, around the world. And at age 18, I actually edited that book from cover to cover.
Now, Laura, when you came into the family in 1973, as I read,
Yes.
How did you feel about Polish cooking?
I didn't know a whole lot. My grandmother, great grandmother, actually had a little Polish blood, and there are actually a couple of her recipes in our cookbook. But I hadn't really experienced it. I'd cooked a lot, but not Polish. And I got started cooking right away with the first Christmas holiday that we had. I got assigned to make the honey cake, which was kind of a disaster at first because I didn't have the right equipment at our house. We were newlyweds, and I made it at my mom's after I made the batter at home, took it to my mom's and baked it. And of course, the baking powder and baking soda in the recipe died, and it came out turning out like a brick.
Or a hockey puck, which Canadians can identify with.
And then I remade it, and it was perfectly fine, and I've been making it ever since.
But your impressions as an American who had no exposure to Polish food, what did you feel about it? Was it fascinating for you? Was it good? Was it weird?
Probably a little of all those things. It was good. There were things that I really, really enjoyed. And there were things that probably I wouldn't have wanted to eat again because they were just strange tastes to me. But that's my own palate. But there are things that I just really love about it too.
Your love and passion for Polish cooking resulted in two extremely popular cookbooks. Both have the word classic in them. So why do you emphasize the word classic?
Well, because all the recipes in both our books, go back several generations. We kept them as they were passed down to us by my grandmother and other grandmothers. It was important to keep them in their original form and only update them for modern kitchens. So we got rid of the pinch of this and pinch of that, and we now take make use of modern equipment like immersion blenders and freestanding mixers. But these recipes are the ones that need to be passed on to the younger generations who don't have their own babcia's recipes anymore.
If you were, for example, to invite someone from another culture, say a Filipino or a Japanese friend, to your home and serve him or her, well, in your opinion, the most classic Polish dinner that should make that person who is totally, doesn't know anything about Polish cooking, that would make that person fall in love with Polish cooking, Polish cuisine, what would that be?
For me, that would be the bigos or the hunter's stew. It's got all of the kind of traditional flavors that you experience in Polish food, the sauerkraut, the onion and tomato and apple all meld together to make a lovely flavor. And I've made this dish for several church events where people had never experienced Polish food, and there was never a piece of it left at all in the pot. I think some people think that sauerkraut is just sour and not very tasty, but this dish makes it a whole new experience for people.
Of course, we know that bigos is the, king of Polish comfort food. But I think it's important to note that there are really two kinds of categories of Polish cuisine. The comfort food, which tends to be a little bit more popular, like bigos and pierogi and cabbage roll, stuffed cabbage rolls. But there is also a more sophisticated side to Polish cuisine. And one of our favorites that Laura likes to make are the beef roll-ups.
They're a sauteed, a thin piece of beef that's been rolled around onion that's been sauteed and a dill pickle in the middle. And then they're put in a broth in the oven and braised for an hour or so, and then you serve it with a mushroom sauce, and they are delicious. We've had those for company on numerous occasions, and they just love them.
We've served those to American friends, to Japanese friends,
Greek
friends, and it's one of our most popular classic dishes.
Let's talk about your books, both of the books. One book is more general, one concentrates on desserts. Why desserts?
I love sweets. Peter loves sweets.
Oh, yeah.
And we had quite a few recipes collected from family members that we could make into a book. I mean, you have to always have the appropriate number of recipes. Desserts seem to resonate with people.
Polish desserts are a little less sweet than American or Canadian desserts. There's less sugar in them. There are several desserts that are totally, you know, without flour, that are gluten-free. The tall torts are absolutely comparable to the most sophisticated French torts.
So the best Polish dessert?
Oh, for me, it's the walnut tort in our basic book. It is the most delicious and aromatic tort with a coffee icing on top that has a little bit of vodka in it. When Laura's making that for my birthday, if she turns her back, I'll put more vodka in the icing for sure.
My favorite lately has been the one that is one tort that's in our new book called Poppy Seed Tort. And it's a delightful mix of a white cake that's had poppy seeds soaked in milk and vanilla. And you make this white batter. Between the layers is raspberry jam. And then it's covered with almost a whipped cream type topping. And it is just light and airy and very, very tasty.
There was a young lady who bought our book, who had just married into a Polish family, and made that tort and was so pleased with it that she put it all over Facebook. And we were very pleased to see that shared on our own Facebook page, which is Polish Classic Recipes.
Now, in the other book, what do we find?
A little bit of everything. You'll have some appetizers in there. You'll have several soups, salads, and there are many healthy salads in there, by the way. There are main entrees, side dishes, and a little bit, you know, a couple of desserts.
We had last night for dinner a marinated beet salad, which is we roasted the beets and put some currants in there. And some vinaigrette. That recipe was actually featured in Healthy Aging magazine as proof positive that, you know, beets are a wonder food and a very important staple in Polish food.
How have your books been received? They're not only read by Poles, obviously, because they're in English.
The first book has over 50 positive reviews on Amazon. It's sold all over the world. The people love our books, both of them, because it reminds them of the food that they grew up with, and they don't always have the recipes. One lady made the Christmas poppy seed roll, and when she saw the photography, she actually shed a few tears because it reminded her of her grandmother.
I think in the recipe book, the pictures, the stories that are told about Peter growing up and how the food was shared during holidays, I think resonates really well with people. And we had one gentleman who had 7 or 8 daughters, and he was concerned that they were not going to be having recipes from his mother or the family. So he bought a copy of our book for each one of his daughters as a Christmas present.
We're hoping that from time to time you will be part of our podcast and you'll talk about interesting aspects of Polish cooking.
Absolutely. And I think what we're going to do is, you know, pick a specific topic every time that, you know, we come on the air in the program. We're thinking about doing blueberry soup. It's blueberry season here. And I'm actually going to put up a recipe in the next day or two on our website, www.polishclassiccooking.com. And it's going to be about blueberry soup. So we'll do things that are very interesting over the coming weeks.
Okay, we're looking forward to more. Everybody loves Polish cooking.
Smacznego.
Smacznego.